Donald McDonald's version of An Derech Yn Fawr, the Big Spree. If you believe his time signature, I play it in 4/4, and play it as written, then you end up with something like this, with sounds that solves the difficulty of his otherwise rather unmetrical third line. And that would require you to play Ilianto Tibro Hilia Humbai Yohobra Ilia Branda Ilio Branto He Hando Tibro Wehe Rumba Ilio Fora Iavre Ilio Brahm Hova Iavre Ilio Rumba Yohora Ilia Branda Ilio Branto He humbro tibro he'll yer hum by yo far a yo brun il yo bruntun ho vail yo brun til yo bruntun de vahi yo bril yo bruntun yo vahi yo brun yo ho rum by yo ho vray yo brun til yo Brando he humbro tibro he'll ya hum by yo for I ya brun il yo brantan ho vai ya brando vai ya brai ya brandil yo brando. The 2/4 settings give a rather different inflection to the ground. This is Thomason's, probably the pick of the ones in this particular meter. I've long played it with the little E cadence on the C in the second bar there, which is a feature of McDonald's score and also of the MacArthur McGregor, essential, I think, to reinforce the echoing interchange between C and E that is such a feature of the piece as a whole. Mackay's playing C there is a bit blunt, perhaps. Heel yon to ye bro, heel yo run, heel ye bro, ho brun, heel yo brun to. He yon to ye bro, heel yo run, heel yo be a ye bre, heel yo brun to. Heel ye brun, heel yo run, heel yo bro, heel yo bro, heel yo. Branto, he hunto, he bro, I'll yo rum by yo be a yerry, il yo branto, I'll yo bro, I'll yo branto, he'll ye brun, il yo branto, I'll be ye brun, il yo run, I'll ye brun. Io bro, io branto, io ando, io bro, io ran, io vora, io branto, io randari, io bro, io branto. And into the first variation. And you bro, and I'll you bro, and I'll you bro, he'll you branto, and I'll you bro, and I'll you be, here I ever I'll you branto, I'll ye ever you by you bro. And so on, stepping up a little into the doubling. Yum, deal, you bro, and I'll hill, bro, o ro, bro, one hill, bro, va hill, vi, ai ra, va bro, ai li, bri, va bro, rei, bro, ro, ro, and so on, then. To the shul singly. Hyun di hyun do hun di hyun do one di hyun do heel ayo brumbo. Hyun di hyun do hai ri hum bo ri hai hai heel yo brunto. Hai li hai li ho ri hum bo ro ri hum. Perfectly plain and straightforward, and then into the Tour de Force culture, of which Thomason has only one. Yarndail, Yarndo, Harmbail, Yarndo, Harmbai, Yarndo, Horo, Harmbi, Harmbai, Yarndo, Harmbai, Yarndo, Horohai, Yarmbai, Yarndai, Yarndo, Horohi, Yarndai, Yarmbai, Yarndo, Horohi, Yarndo, Horo, Harmbai. At the end of which, Thomason brings back in his ground, ending with a cruel of force culture, singling and doubling. Now, amongst the many individual variations here, there is an alternative way of timing the opening gesture of the ground that we see possibly in John McDougall Gillis. Certainly in David Glenn's recension of Angus Mackay's setting, in Glenn's published version, and also in G.F. Ross's amended setting in his collection, namely to sidestep that opening anacrusis and substitute simply an E cadence on an expressed low A. So the initial A is held and there isn't a cut up. Which would sound, I suppose, something like this. It could certainly be included, perhaps, as an interesting little variant in interpretations based largely on other settings. An eclectic approach maybe paying dividends here, but not, of course, obviously, alas, in competition. So that's the big spree, a very fine tune.